This is not a podcast. This is an exorcism. So Tony Foreman, bodyguard for YouTube personality Baked Alaska, was stabbed 9 times by 2 Arminian assailants who rear-ended him, his car, which had conservative bumper stickers. And as he was being stabbed twice on the left side, 4 times on the right, once in the neck, and once in the chest, I believe, these assailants were quoted as saying, "You're getting the shank, white boy." All I can say is, make police brutality great again. And also, if these animals are not here legally, then they need to go. Period. America is seriously conflicted right now with this self-hating white complex. The same people who brazenly claim that Christ did not die for their sins are trying to make themselves responsible for the crimes of their ancestors, i.e. slavery and raiding Indian land. I mean, you might as well convert to Christianity if you're going to flagellate yourselves over the deeds of your ancestors and forefathers. Stupid fucking cunts. In other news, a 22-year-old man who had his entire life ahead of him has died after being released from a sentence of 15 years of hard labor in North Korea, truly the real-life equivalent of Mordor. And his crime was attempting to steal a political banner. The kid died for a stupid fucking sign in the armpit of life, North Korea. Maybe it's time to remodel North Korea as a parking lot at this point. I mean, their citizens are miserable. They can be sentenced to death for not crying hard enough, for not being in enough awe of their despotic leader, rabbit-faced Kim Jong-un, who is less than human, who is less than subhuman. And he thumbs his nose at America and even the UN, who I am no fan of. He flaunts himself and he thumbs his nose at everyone. He has ordained himself as some archdiocese of the political arena, and he needs to go. Dennis Rodman, if I were Dennis Rodman, I would be beside myself with fear and disgust going over there as an ambassador, wondering when the other shoe's going to drop and that walking chibi doll is going to decide that he's no longer friends with Dennis Rodman. I would be scared shitless to go over there. Why is Dennis Rodman ambassador? Because of basketball? Fuck basketball. A man is dead, and he's not the first one to die in one of these North Korean labor camps. the fact that those citizens are willing to live under the tyranny of that fat, rabbit-faced, walking chibi doll, double-decker, chubby-checker goon with hair that's taller than him, who murders his own relatives, has his own relatives put to death, not just citizens, over trivialities. It is time for a huge wake-up call for this thing running around claiming North Korea as its homeland and kingdom, dynasty, territory, whatever you want to call it. It's time to get hateful, people. There is no more time to come together. There is no more discourse. It is time to get hateful. Your revolution of peace failed. Fuck your rainbows. Fuck your peace signs. Fuck your marijuana. I'll say this much. Not one American soldier's life should be lost on account of North Korea. At the same time, their hostility needs to be met with some kind of force, whether it's demonstrative or final. But that decision is not up to me, even remotely. Thank God. I'll tell you what, people, you better get behind this president, whether you like him or not. And he, make no mistake, he is your president. You can try all you want with your crybaby marches that fly in the face of what is now your reality. You refuse to accept reality, and they say denial is the first stage of grief. And now you're in the anger stage, but you'll come to accept it. You will come to accept this before the four-year term is at an end. We don't have time for your bullshit anymore. This isn't just a conflict with North Korea or Russia, which you and people invented all these bogus claims for, which Hillary Clinton sought a war with, chicken hawk that she is. This is a war against spiritual principalities. It's gut check time. And have you noticed how shootings and mass murder sprees are becoming an everyday occurrence? I mean, not just an every other day occurrence like they were. No, now the tension is ratcheted up to such a degree that it's happening every single day in some part of the world, usually America or the UK. Now, I originally planned this episode to be about the late Alan Berg, who was murdered in 1984 in his driveway. He was a talk radio host, Jewish, of course, who was murdered by a white nationalist group called The Order, and who he frequently argued with on the air. Now, I'm still following up on some leads on that, and I want to make sure that I give that subject matter the absolute respect and attention to detail that it deserves. So, if that means that I missed the Monday deadline that I had personally set for myself, so be it. I'll continue to develop that in the coming weeks, and it will be ready when it's ready. In the meantime, I want to talk about something called neo-tolerance, to coin a phrase. It is perhaps more dangerous to liberty, this idea of neo-tolerance, than any border crossing, any sleeper cells, any vegan activists gone wild, or Antifa monsters who want to turn credit cards into shanks and throw explosives at grannies at Trump rallies. And I'll give you some examples of neo-tolerance now. I spoke last episode about disgraced CNN journalist Reza Aslan, and how he had been allowed to partake of human brains in a somewhat alleged sacred Hindu ritual for the Aghori sect on his new show, Believer. He partook of human brains, and in strict religious observance of what I do not know. And yet communion wafers are scoffed at. but eating human brains for the sake of research and art, I guess, is totally legit. And a month or two later, he's fired, not for that, not for the controversy that caused the station. He was fired for tweeting negatively about Trump, which the station that fired him doesn't even care about anyway. It was totally a PR response. It was not motivated by any kind of morality, trust me. So basically, he got away with eating human brains. That is neo-tolerance. Another example of neo-tolerance. Salon.com writer Todd Nickerson, on September 21st, 2015, released an article on Salon.com with the title, and I quote, I want to make it abundantly clear that I am quoting, "I'm a pedophile, but not a monster." This creature was allowed to write for Salon.com and justify his sick fantasies of children. He even released a video giving his testimony of how he first became aware of this shit when he babysat a girl. This is someone out there in public mingling with good, wholesome, honest American people, now peddling his own inner degeneracy to the public at large through a writing outlet, a blog on Salon.com. And there are a certain number of neo-tolerant people who ate this shit up, who bought it. And it disturbs me that the things that we were warned of by conservatives in the 90s about how if we allowed homosexuality, if we embraced homosexuality to a certain degree, that it would lead to more degeneracy. It would lead to degeneracy the likes of pedophilia and bestiality. It's disturbing because it's coming true. Every day I see how right the conservatives were about everything. I used to be a liberal to some degree. I've teetered back and forth over my life, but I've always considered myself at least liberal in connection to my appreciation for the arts. But every day I find fiction and the arts just less relevant, insignificant in the greater scheme of things, and how dead our morality truly is, while we think it's more alive than ever. That's the disturbing part. Everything just moral and wholesome has been turned upside down and inverted. In January of 2017, some writer for the New York magazine was had the unmitigated gall to defend Todd Nickerson's article, claiming about how he had developed these feelings for children when he was 7 years old and assaulted sexually by some German visitor. And he's a gimp with no right hand, so that contributed to his self-esteem somehow. And it all contributed as some melange of justification for having sick fantasies that no moral society would find acceptable, even remotely. And then you have this whore on YouTube named Jen, J-E-N-N, who says with a straight face that children should be allowed to determine for themselves. And you ask me why we're so upset about political correctness and social justice warriors, because you people are destroying life itself with your sick, backward, inverted, twisted morality. lack thereof. But you won't get away with it. This is why I have no problem being pigeonholed with the alt-right. You call me the alt-right, it means nothing. You call me a misogynist, it means nothing. You call me a racist, it means nothing. You call me a Nazi, it means nothing. You know what? My grandmother escaped from Nazi Germany as Hitler was coming to power. She had to leave one of her fellow travelers behind, who was shot down, as she screamed for her to run. I know what a Nazi is. You people don't. You people are fools. You're making fools of yourselves in this great, once great, prosperous nation. You're not going to legalize or decriminalize something as non-negotiable as pedophilia. You're headed for rocky territory, and you will one day have to atone for your sins before my God, who does exist. Do you understand? You will be accountable. Every one of you who tries to invert the truth and the path that God laid out for us, you will be accountable. This culture war, or whatever you want to call it, it didn't have to reach these heights, is the sad thing. If you people would just stop trying to remake America in your own image, everything would have been fine. The truth is that the conservatives have been the ones with the open mind for a very long time, which is why you have all these Republicans that in Congress that pander to the left, because they have these glad hand deals behind the scenes that they have to maintain. The truth is, conservatives have been too open-minded for far too long, and now we're taking it all back. You will once again be made subservient because you have proven you cannot be trusted with that kind of social responsibility. Now, I want to finish up with this one thing. I spoke earlier about how there are horrible shootings now every day. And I just want to say, if anyone out there listening feels like they are slipping away, that they're so angry and lost and helpless and hopeless that they would ever, even for a second, think that they could act on such impulses like that, please, I urge you not to. We can beat them another way. If you have to, exercise your demons here. Leave them here with this in this show. I can harvest the anger, as I've learned to do. I leave it here, and I go on, and I live my life. You have to have something to put your anger into, to channel it into. Don't make a mistake that will forever scar you, haunt you, ruin what God or the universe has planned for you. Please, leave your anger here with me. I can be trusted with it. I urge you to not break the social contract. Anyone who's listening who may be having impulses that are socially unhealthy and irresponsible, let me be angry for you. Regardless of which side you're on, but I am going to cater to the conservative mindset now, it goes without saying. But if you can find a way to connect to this anger from the other side, I encourage you to do so. Maybe you can even come on and talk about it. I don't know. But anger can be made to serve you. It can be harvested. It can be channeled. It can be redirected. And if you are planning on attending a free speech rally, a pro-Trump rally, a protest of said rallies, I have to ask you to think to yourself, what do I hope to gain from this? Am I going to change anyone's mind at all? Am I going to get myself arrested? Am I going to get myself hurt? stabbed 9 times like Tony Foreman did? Am I going to get piss and semen-filled balloons thrown at me like Baked Alaska did in Portland, where the STDs outnumber the people? What can be gained from these rallies and what we're doing there, people? On either side, what are we gaining from this? Other than contributing to the overall social unrest. I need you to think about that. And as I asked before, I humbly ask you again, let me be angry for you. It is mentally and physically exhausting, but I am equipped to handle it. And once you hit stop and this broadcast is over, you can just leave it there and not worry about it. Go on with your day. Leave it with me. And if anyone, for any reason, wants to rant at me or call me names or respond to anything I have said or just say, hey, listen to the show, you know, give me feedback, you can do so at sockpuppetwarrior@gmail.com. That's sockpuppet, warrior@gmail.com. This has just been a brief interlude to remind people that I'm out there. I have a lot of things that I'm working on behind the scenes here for future episodes. Hell, I mean, can't rant about Portland forever, you know? Yeah, that's it.